My brother Sai built a TikTok account to over 40,000 followers in the space of finance and self-development. And when I asked him how he did it, he gave me a couple of insights. So today I'm going to be sharing some of those insights with you guys in order to help you grow your own personal brands if you're looking to do so. Now, I know this podcast is more so focused around how to scale a company, but if you're looking to grow your personal brand, believe it or not, this will actually tremendously help you with your company as well. And some of the best founders I've seen have actually used their own personal brands to build their companies. For example, Logan Paul, when he built his own personal brand and then used that to drive substantial revenue to Prime. Or Conor McGregor with his alcohol brand. Or The Rock with his alcohol brand. Or any of the other influencers that you've seen recently, such as Charli D'Amelio, who helped promote a lot to Dunkin'. So there's a lot of use cases for building your own personal brand, and even when it comes to scaling a company. For example, you might have seen Dhruv, who scaled this company called Style. Now, just like that, there's various examples of founders who have built their personal brands in order to scale their company or have used their own content in order to promote their companies. So in any case, here are three insights as to how you can build your own personal brand. Number one, focus on niched content. One thing that Sai did really well when building BizUser was he focused on content for a specific group of audience. What he wanted to figure out was who could he talk to that he had the authority to that would actually really enjoy the content. And he figured out that teenagers who were looking to make money or teenagers who were looking to get into self-help were the ideal audience that he could speak to. And he started creating content around that only. And so if you focus on a specific niche, you're way more likely to succeed because the algorithms will know exactly who to feed your content to, and they will interact with your content a lot more. If you take a look at successful entrepreneurs like Alex Hormozi or Dan Martell, they all did the same thing initially as well. You may see their content now be a lot more holistic, but when they first started, they would focus on a specific niche. For Alex, it was gyms, and for Dan Martell, it was SaaS. So just like that, think about where you can start off in a specific niche and then eventually maybe broaden out as time goes on. So number two, Sai focused a lot on how he could deliver value. Many people struggle with this because they think they can showcase anything they want and that it's going to succeed. But the harsh reality is unless you're providing value to viewers, they're not going to watch your content. And what do I mean when I say value? It could be a couple of things. Number one, value could be derived from education. And this is where Sai really focused in on. He gave a lot of educational tips to viewers. What this was advice. It was tips for them to do certain things. It was insights that he had learned. And so this was a form of edu-TikTok or edu-talk. And this is something that you guys can focus on. Another format could be entertainment. Entertainment is really anything. It can be something as silly as showcasing yourself doing some sort of stunt, or it can be you playing a sport. It really has to be something that people can enjoy and watch, such as maybe street interviews as well, that people will continuously come back for. Now, one thing to remember when it comes to entertainment is that it actually has to be entertaining. This can't be something that just you and your friend enjoy watching and everyone else gets bored of. You need to figure out a format that gets people entertained across the masses. Now, I'm not saying this is easy. It is going to take some time, but if you experiment enough and you come up with a different format every time, eventually you will land on a format that will work for you. So number two is give value. And finally, number three is don't overly promote. Now, this ties back into number two a little bit, but a little bit of a difference here. When Sai creates his content, he doesn't focus on promoting things. Even his bio says that he doesn't sell anything, just like Alex says. Because he wants to focus on building a long-term brand. And for Sai, the importance comes from helping people, but also building a brand that's sustainable in the long term. And so if you want to build a brand for your company or for yourself, make sure that you're not overly promoting anything in your videos. If every single video has a call to action where you're promoting something or you're selling something, people are going to get tired or sick of it and they're just going to go away. Or even worse, they might even badmouth your brand. So instead, what you want to do is focus on giving as much as possible. And what this will allow you to do is build good faith. And in the future, if you genuinely have something you want to give to people, then they're way more likely to receive it in good hands as well. So focus on giving value, but also make sure that you're not overly promoting. One thing I would think about is, what are you really looking to do with your brand? Are you looking to get a lot of conversions for your company? Are you looking to build a big organic base and help people? Really just clarify on what it is your goals are, and from there you can work backwards. Now, I get it if you're a company or if you're trying to get conversions, and I'm telling you not to overly sell because it seems a little bit counterintuitive. But what I would do is, if you're really looking to get people to, let's say, download your app, is figure out a style in which you can give value, and within that same video, you're also showcasing what your app does, and it's interesting enough that people actually come to it. Because if people see your app or a feature and it's not the best or they really don't like it, then maybe focus on making the product a little bit better or more useful. And then when you tie it into the value proposition, people will start enjoying that content and hopefully come to your app. And we've seen this across a ton of companies that we worked with as well. The more we were able to give value to people and the more we kind of tied in the features of the companies we worked with, the more likely it was that people would convert. So I'm not saying not to promote at all, but figure out ways to do it in which you're still giving value. So essentially, number two and number three, give value and don't overly promote, tie into one another. So that's all I got for you in this episode. Hopefully it was helpful, and we'll see you in the next one. Thanks for listening.